Despite the departure of some top officials at the agency in charge, the Brownback administration wants to have CanCare 2.0 in place just weeks before a new governor takes office in January of 2019. That timing and the fact that the plan proposes some controversial changes, including a work requirement, has some lawmakers seeking to block it. This week, Republicans on a CanCare Oversight Committee attempted to counter that effort by approving the administration's timetable. But Tim Graham, the head of a provider organization opposed to CanCare 2.0, says that won't end the debate.
This is a non-binding recommendation, and I think we need to take the conversation into the legislature as a whole.
The House Health Committee is expected to hold hearings on the issue in the opening weeks of the session. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.